Don't get caught in the middle. The Three Wide Podcast will be right back after this timeout.
Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, back on the airwaves once again. It is playoff time. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas, host of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, where we talk about, where I talk about all things NASCAR, mostly, between the three biggest divisions of NASCAR, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series. Playoff time. Three biggest divisions in all of motorsports, and man, Daytona was off the hook. We'll get straight on into that. Of course, the trucks were out in St. Louis. We'll start off with that first before we dive straight on in to this episode here tonight. Of course, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast, whether it's from Apple Podcasts, you're downloading episodes from there. Please leave us a rating. 5-star, any review, if you have time to do that, helps the show out a lot here in the middle of the U.S. Spotify, Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever podcasts are found. Wow, unbelievable. And of course, on Twitter, my Twitter handle is at Eddie_EG3. Yeah, we're going to start in St. Louis, though, real quick. I did not watch much of the truck race, so I'm just going to go through this here briefly here, obviously, as trucks remake their return to Darlington this weekend. It's been quite some time since these guys have been out there. Of course, Greg Biffle making his return to the Truck Series. Of course, last time he was in the Truck Series was last year's huge, huge win at Texas. So we got that going on there. And of course, the show that the red hot Sheldon Creed continues his run through the summer there after some apparent contact with Todd Gillen, who apparently dominated the race there last weekend, the CarShield 200 in St. Louis there. Belong to Sheldon Creed. But yeah, Todd Gillen had apparently a truck to beat in this one. And Todd Gillen's one of those guys that is battling. He tried to get himself in the truck playoffs with just two races left. And these two races are somewhere where trucks have not been into in a while. This is back in the old days, baby. This is back in the early 2000s where I remember Casey Kane running trucks back then. Obviously, I think the trucks also race in Richmond. It's been quite a while since then. But anyways, Sheldon Creed's third win this summer. And Sheldon Creed continues to rack up them playoff points there. But yeah, going back to Todd Gillen there. Very unfortunate there. Contact with the leader of the race. At the time, it was Sheldon Creed battling Todd Gillen. And yeah, Todd Gillen apparently must have did not like it. Sheldon Creed started 17th deep in the field. And for the second time, as in many weeks, Brett Moffitt, who is still shut out of victory lane, his teammate, who I'm talking about, Creed's teammate, Creed shutting out Moffitt, 1-2 once again for GMS Racing. Right now, it's just on fire right now. Austin Hill, your points leader, finished third in this race. Sam Mayer, 4th, Stuart Friesen, 5th, Rafael Lassar putting down a 6th place finish, the rest of your top 10 from this race, Zane Smith, Grant Evinger, Ty Majeski, and the impressive young rookie in Tanner Gray rounding out the top 10 in this one, and Christian Eckes. This is a place where he usually is very strong here, but he always gets caught up in something. Whether it's tire issues or whatnot, he finished second to that last in the bigger story of this truck series. Obviously, Johnny Sauter, this does not help his playoff hopes, finishing dead last in 33rd spot. That is trouble right there, brewing there with two races left. Johnny Sauter, yeah, you like I've been saying on his podcast, yeah, he's gonna need Hail Mary if he's gonna get himself into the playoffs. Wow, unbelievable. Again, outdoor truck series looking at like this. Top three wide NASCAR podcast. Austin Hill's lead has been cut to 28 with two to go. Obviously, Darlington Whitty in the wings this weekend after I record on this first Thursday of September, September 3rd, 2020, here in EMHK, Manhattan, Kansas. Brett Moffitt, 33, back of him as well. The next time the trucks are on track, obviously, I've been talking about it here in this mini segment. September 6th, Sunday afternoon racing. This is going to be good. This is going to be real good. The South Carolina Education Lottery 200 on FS1. Coverage begins 1 o'clock Central Time. That is 2 o'clock Eastern Time in the state of South Carolina. Also, David Reagan also is in this race, or is going to be playing this race. And actually, we have the starting lineup for this race right now. So, Brett Moffitt showed in Creed, so Creed won the race, but Brett Moffitt is going to be sitting P1 when this race begins. Creed second, Austin Hill third, Zane Smith fourth, Ben Rhodes fifth, Rafael Lassard sixth, Grant Imbinger will start seventh, followed by Stuart Friesen in eighth, Tyler Ankrum and Matt Crafton, your top 10. I mentioned David Reagan there, he's going to be shot in the shotgun there in 34th position there. And Greg Biffle in the GMS truck, the number 24 to be exact, Greg Biffle, the Biff, will look for another big win in the trucks. Well, he's going to be starting 20th in this race of the trucks Sunday afternoon on FS1.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Ladies and gentlemen, the playoffs are set for the Cup Series. But man, what a wild race at Daytona. Lived up to, we all thought, man, this was going to be a mess. This was going to screw up everyone's chances. But this race, man, I can only think back to obviously the debut of the cutoff race back in 04 at Richmond, where it literally had everything there. And Jeremy Mayfield walked off there to get himself in the playoffs there. He, I believe if I remember correctly, I know it was 10, over 10, 2020, over 15 years ago, some in that range. But I remember playing that day, that night. Well, it had everything in between. It reminded me of that race. It's just this Daytona race, I know it's on a speedway track, but man, it just created so many memories, all the drama and everything else. And man, I'm like Chase Elliott there in his post race there, saying, man, they're waiting. He was waiting so long for them to wreck out there. It took him that long, and I was definitely surprised there. But you can just feel, obviously, you know how these speedway races tend to go. We've seen it time and time again. The intensity just ramps up, and I thought from the word go, the intensity started to pick up from lap one. Just the moves that the 48 was making, Jimmy Johnson, William Byron, all the pressure. And I've talked about it on this podcast, all the pressure on him to, I mean, he's been part a big story here in 2020, obviously with his iRacing. But I mean, when it was going to happen for him, when this green light was going to happen for him, and finally it did. On a night he needed it the most, and I'm definitely going to be interested to see this on Sunday night, how William Byron, of course, back in the playoffs now, again for the second straight year, there walked off at Daytona, they're holding off Denny Hamlin, Truex, and I want to say, I don't, can't remember, we'll get to the second place finisher there, dang it, but yeah, William Byron there, absolutely there, and I thought, but he had plenty, I thought he was in trouble for a little bit there, but that's plenty of time. With around, he pitted around 10 laps to go, 10 to 12 laps to go with fresh rubber, and you can make some moves happen there while half the field stayed out, and it turned out to be the winning call, obviously, there to stay out front, make it happen. He did just like that. Obviously, two wrecks there. Obviously, you know, me being a part of. Obviously, my favorite driver, Mark Trex Jr. I've said that numerous times, but I know a couple of people won't mention them. I'll save that. Will not mention them, but they were not happy that the caution should have came out on both of them. Now, I agree on the first one. I agree on the first one there. I sympathize with them a little bit. The second one, I don't think he was ahead. I think Byron was ahead of him. There, he would have won the race anyways, but they wanted to finish it out there, and William Byron earned every inch of that. Jimmy Johnson, after all the bold moves he was making time and time again, and Matt DiBenedetto getting that last spot in to the postseason, like Matt DiBenedetto things, they're getting in, and it's going to be interesting to watch those guys here in the playoffs starting on throwback weekend, no matter less. So you add that to the mix as well. We got some sweet looking paint schemes on here on Sunday night, man. It's gonna be a good race, man. And fans will be in the stands in South Carolina for this one. So, man, this just had everything, and yeah, man, it had me on the edge of my seat with my guy right in the middle of it again. Finally, getting a good finish out of that, another top five, but William Byron's story of this one, but the other side of that, the flip side of the coin, Jimmy Johnson, and I agree wholeheartedly with what Kathleen said on the Lap Traffic podcast, what I listened to earlier this morning, that you had 25 races to put yourself in position, and yes, unfortunately, you have to put in the missing the COVID. The whole deal was very unfortunate right there. Very unfortunate situation. That's lost points. And Jimmy Johnson had, especially early in the season, where Hendrick Motorsports was hot with a house of fire, especially coming back after a couple of months of during in the early parts of the pandemic there. But you have had plenty of time there, 25 races to get it done. You should have capitalized when the iron was hot there. And, I mean, everybody's feeling sorry for him, you know, not making it. I mean, I wanted to make him too, but at the same time, you know, I mean, truth hurts sometimes. And this is one of those times. And unfortunately, this is last full season. I mean, I'm sure he's going to want to dive in. As we all know, he's going to want to dive into other types of racing here. He's been testing Indy cars and whatnot for the situation there, but you know, it's got to be, you know, and sorry if my voice is changing trajectory here in the middle of the first half of the segment, but you have 25 races to get a win and you didn't get it done. That's just plain and simple there. And while Hendrick Motorsports was hot ahead of everybody else, you had a chance to strike with the iron's hot and did not do that. So that's going to be very costly. Well, it turned out to be very costly for the 48 team and Jimmy Johnson. And hey, maybe he wins, maybe he steals a show, steals the playoff thunder and wins one more race. That's what everybody's happening. And you talk about waiting to knock the wall down with Kyle Busch in one of those statements about these playoffs. I mean, Jimmy Johnson, 10 more races for him and try to put himself alone in the all-time worst category. So, man, Jimmy was making moves all night long there, and then fortunately that last wreck there did not get it done. Well, actually, I shouldn't say get it done, but fortunately got caught up in that mess there late in the race there, and fortunately, was not, well, he did finish, but with a torn up race car, and that's what you not supposed to do. Well, unfortunately, get yourself caught up in that mess there. So that's just two instances of the coin there. William Byron walks off at Daytona while Jimmy Johnson there misses out on the playoffs, and Chad Knaus, that was a very interesting stat on him. He is the only crew chief to make it through, at least in the existence of, since the playoffs started, he's made every one of these. Wow. And he can think his driver, William Byron. William Byron, forget this. Don't forget about this. He won in the Xfinity Series with Junior Motorsports in that 9 car a couple years ago in the Xfinity Series. So you have William Byron winning in the Xfinity Series, now in the Cup Series. Two-time Daytona winner at that, William Byron. Hits it out of the park there, and man, 24 laps led by Byron. Run down this top 10. Chase Elliott, that's the guy who finishes in the second spot there. Kind of quiet run finish for Chase. So, Hendrick Motorsports going 1-2, followed by the JGR punch of Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., Bubba Wallace there at a point there. Boy, I thought he was going to rocket himself to the P1 position there late in the race there. He got stalled out. This is what I'm talking about. This is had it all. I mean, all these guys who were outside the playoff line had a chance to win races or to put themselves in position to gather the most points possible. And they all came up short there with Bubba Wallace, though, finishing the top 5 ahead of his buddy, Ryan Blaney, in 6th. He's going to be part of the playoffs, obviously. Alex Bowman, 7th. Brendan Gaughan, damn. Brendan Gaughan finished 8th. And this should not be really surprised, because Brendan Gaughan, for whatever reason, puts himself, I mean, you don't hear a lot of him during the race. He always comes up in the fourth quarter of these races, and he puts that 62 Chevrolet right in a spot where he can get a good finish with it. And this is another example of that. Brendan Gaughan, this is his last year racing in the Cup Series. I'm not mistaken. I believe he's retiring. I mean, at the end of the season 2, I believe. I might be wrong on that, but I believe this was Brendan Gaughan's. He was also, one part or another, was hit with, unfortunately, with the COVID. So, Brendan Gaughan finished 8th at Daytona. Chris Buescher, 9th. And Brad Keselowski there, in the 10th position to cap off the top 10. Jimmy Johnson, 17th in this one. His last gasp, could not do it. Tyler Reddick. Ooh, more him at the back end of the show. But Tyler Reddick there, boy, he got lit up in post-race there by a few drivers there with the move there. The cost, the big one, coming out of turn 4 late in this one there. I actually don't blame him. One bit. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You know, Tyler Reddick, he's a go-getter. And we all have seen him race. You know, he wants to put out there once in a while. And this is one of those times that you're going for a playoff spot on the line and just came out the wrong end of it. Pretty much, they got tapped by Kyle Busch and Eric Went there. So, and Kyle Busch was in his led 31 laps in the season finale at Daytona last weekend there. Kyle Busch, they're trying to wake up here. Everybody's waiting, including the fans. Everybody's waiting on him to, like I said a few moments ago here, everybody's waiting for him to knock the wall down when it's going to be time. And hell no, Kyle. And for one, hell no, Kyle Busch not on Dark Horse. He's the defending champion right there. And like I've been saying about these plot points from Truex, Elliott, even Kyle Busch, Byron getting his plow points last weekend. It's going to be interesting, because Bristol on the back end of the first round, the first elimination race, then Richmond. Well, before that, Richmond, which is next week. Obviously, Darlington, you want. Obviously, stage points is going to be critical. You know this. Everybody knows this. Even the new fans are going to catch on pretty quickly. It's big. Stage points is going to be huge here in these playoffs. There, obviously, you know, we all know what Harvick Hamlin have. That there's no question about that. But after that, I mean, K Keselowski. Yeah, Keselowski's got a decent amount. Logano. Yeah, it's going to be in. It's going to be which driver executes the best. Obviously, I mean, we've seen some first round shockers before, and I just funny feeling something funny is going to happen there to somebody. I don't know who it is, but yeah. So that's where we're at with that. So we'll run down the playoff drivers here when we come back from the intermission timeout here on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And wow, teammates, battle it out in the Xfinity Series. That's coming up right after this break. You're listening to 3-Wide.
EG3 and the 3-Wide Podcast will be back on the track after this stage break.
NASCAR Podcast is back here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III, Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series in the postseason. The NASCAR playoffs around the corner this Sunday night, NBC Throwback Weekend. And speaking of William Byron here, William Byron signing an extension for Hendrick Motorsports through 2022. Wow, big week for Byron finally cashing in on a huge opportunity there. Walked it off at Daytona. Man, that was something else. And excited for the playoffs to start. It is here. And I want to back, and shame on me. Again, I want to rewind here. This was big news in NASCAR, obviously. And African American will own a NASCAR track. That honor belongs to Eric Moses, who was named president of Nashville Super Speedway last week. Shame on me for not acknowledging that on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. I want to get that out right there. Becoming the first black man to hold that title at any NASCAR track. Moses most recently served as president of the XFL DC Defenders and now leads the charge for Nashville Speedway. Of course, Nashville has been in the news this year in 2020. They're going to begin the cup race, taking one away from Dover. And I wanted to acknowledge that here on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. So definitely pumped up for that. Congratulations to Eric Moses, president, first black African-American to do that. To own a NASCAR track. Wow, that's awesome right there. So, all right. So, NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. Like I've been saying, man, it is arrived, obviously, here on Sunday night on NBC. We switch my screen. Cookout Southern 500. Actually, I said NBC. NBCSN. We have it. So, again, I don't understand. I don't understand, you know, the big network should at least hold, I mean, Daytona, that was the right time. That was perfect for that stage. NBC, national television, I mean, at least 95% of the U.S. cast NBC, right? So that's that right there. But this is the first round of playoffs. I understand, you know, TV contracts, whatnot, but first race of the playoffs, NBCSN. I have an issue with that, but I digress with that. Cookout Southern 500, 5 o'clock Central Time, right here in the United States of Kansas. Illinois, Oklahoma, Texas, and 6 o'clock Eastern time in South Carolina time. So, first race of the playoffs, and then obviously next week, we're going to focus on the round of 16. Next week, Richmond, and then, of course, the Bass Pro Shops night race, September 19th, to close out this opening round of the NASCAR playoffs in 2020. Oh, boy. So, that's going to be even more interesting because you have two short tracks to cap off each round, and then, of course, in the middle phase, you have the Charlotte Roval in their road course to cap off round number 12, who gets in the round of 8. So there's a lot of pieces going around here, and we're going to start solving them on Sunday night on Labor Day weekend. I might add. So we know what Harvick, Hamlin have 7-6 wins respectively there. Obviously, the question is, can they get to 10 wins? And theoretically, yes, they can. But this is going to be, it'll be interesting to see how, in everybody's eyes, I know Harvick has been in the championship four numerous times. He's only missed it one time in the final four, once. Hamlin has had numerous times to get his elusive championship. Of course, last year he was in very good position to do that. Did not get it done, obviously, with the big old piece of tape in front of the grill, late costing them there. So little things like that. And we're going to find out what these guys have. And obviously, the last time we're at Darlington, it was Kevin Harvick there. Kevin Harvick, actually, it was the both of them. Excuse me. The both of them won the race. Kevin Harvick taking the opener. And then you follow that by Denny Hamlin stealing the show there late in the race there while Chase Elliott there getting the bumper tag. Playing bumper tag, well, Kyle Busch playing bumper tag with Chase Elliott there. Chase Elliott was in position to win that race there, and Denny Hamlin capitalizes on the ring on Wednesday night. That was back when NASCAR returned from, was one of the first, was, I would probably say, the one of the more first sports back there. So, both of these guys, once again, but no doubleheader, and the competition can breathe a little more easier. But this thing is about to get serious here. As the points reset, Harvick, Hamlin, 1-2, Keselowski. And all the playoff drivers get 2,000 points, and it just elevates from there. So, Keselowski, third, ranked, seated third, coming into the postseason. Joey Logano's teammate, fourth. Chase Elliott, who won one of the Charlotte races this year. And the Daytona road race, he starts in the fifth position. Martin Truex Jr., the lone win, and he's coming on a hot streak there as of late, continuing his top five renegade. Martin Truex Jr., seated sixth, Ryan Blaney, seventh, Alex Bowman, keep mentioning his hot start for the last few episodes. Bowman, can he wake up? Bowman will start seeded 8th. Byron jumped up to seed number 9, ranked number 9 in these playoffs. Austin Dillon, Cole Custer, who pretty much locks up rookie of the year, 11th, and Eric Almirola right now. Even though there's a tie between Custer and Almirola, yeah, he is seeded 12th. And right now, the bottom four, Stuart Haas Racing, Clinton Bowyer, starts 13th. Joe Gibbs Racing's Kyle Busch, 14th. Ganassi Racing's Kurt Busch, seated 15th. And the only driver that has not have a playoff point is Matty D. Can he be the 16th seed to make noise in his playoffs? We'll see about that here. And I know he's got Bristol on the back end on this, but this is very important to get stage points if you're Matty D. So you're already starting in hope. But again, for those guys, you got to race the 10 car in the 41. So that's what you're looking at here to start off these playoffs here. And again, I cannot anticipate. I say this every year on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Every year on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. You get in trouble early yeah, you're going to be in serious trouble, especially you go to Bristol where pretty much anything can happen. You can get caught up in somebody else's mess that fast. And it's under lights, prime time. All three of these races in this first round are under the lights, prime time racing at its finest in NASCAR. So the NASCAR playoffs start for the Cup Series this weekend on NBCSN. So, man, looking forward to it. Very excited for the weekend in general. So, NASCAR racing, trucks closing in on their playoffs, two to go. And they got return to Darlington in the Xfinity Series. Also, race at Darlington. We'll get to them after I put this in.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Speaking of Eric Almirola also making news as well. Yesterday, the silly season picture is starting to come in shape here a little bit now as the 2020 season begins to you in 10 weeks start to wind down. Almost, so Byron staying with Hendrick Motorsports while Eric Almirola's had a good season to this point. Obviously had a long top 10 streak himself. He's resigned with Stuart Racing, so I believe through next year. I might be wrong on that. I'm going through the news now, but yeah, he was in there news as well. So Eric Almirola, yeah, he's coming. Yep, next year. Yeah, so he said it yesterday. Eric Almirola in Smithfield coming back to Stuart Racing in 2021 next year. And Almirola is interesting to me because he's also had chances to win races or win a stage. Well, he won a couple of stages this year, but the overall picture, can he get it done in the playoffs? That's what it comes down to. So we already know Harvick, he signed a multi-year deal early this year. Now Almirola's going to be back, and I'm pretty sure Cole Custer will return to 41. And we don't know, obviously, Bowyer's situation. That's been thrown up for grabs here and there for the last, month or so with his situation there in that 14. Clint Bowyer, by the way, has been quietly putting down top 10 finishes here, left and right. So this is some good tracks for him coming into this first round. Obviously, Darlington, he won both stages, if I remember correctly here. Had a really fast car, but got put behind the 8-ball in stage 3. So this is the things I'm talking about. These things are going to be magnified even bigger as the playoffs get rolling in South Carolina. So all that being said, we still don't know. At least 75% of the picture is put in place there. And Byron staying with Hendrick Motorsports, so there's that as well. We still don't know what Bubba's going to do, even though there was rumors out there or confirmation or whatever that he is leaning toward Richard Petty and Motorsports. That has not been 100% official yet. Again, I'm going to go use that rule like everybody else. I'm going to wait till Jeff Gluck, Bob Pockrass, or even Adam Stern for that matter, confirm that as well. Even though Adam Stern did tweet that out about Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin in there. I believe I mentioned this a little bit on last week's episode. If you have not catch last week's episode yet, you might want to go back out, check that out along with the rest of the regular season episodes here on the 3Wide Podcast. And before I get to the Xfinity Series finally, yes, we're quietly approaching 200 episodes since the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast was renamed. Very excited about that. I am working on possibly having a guest solely for that episode. So I've had some tremendous guests here this year in 2020. Of course, returnees. It's been a blast talking to Rev Racing. Have one to go there. Might be working on bringing back another one. Other member of this year's Rev Racing class. He hopefully by the season end, hope to get with him on that. So, and planning on hopefully having a couple more guests here in 2020 here in the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Especially, I might be dicing something up for episode 200. So, stay tuned for that as well. And hopefully, I'm thinking about, even though Big D's not in the building right now, he's the co-host of the podcast. Not the co-host, I should say, but the co-producer. There you go. Co-producer of this podcast. Not co-host, co-producer. So, hopefully, I got a couple people in mind for the episode 200. So I'm not going to reveal them right now, obviously. So, you have to keep it, listen to 3Y NASCAR podcast for that to go down. All right, finally, folks. This is going to be less than an hour edition of the podcast here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast this week. So, just underneath an hour or so. So, yeah, got a lot of things going on Labor Day weekend. So, wanted to get this in here early this evening. So, wait until later on in the evening even with a 6.5-month-old child. So, got that going for that. So, that's been kind of impressive from that standpoint that I've been able to carve out some time for y'all to record this podcast. So, I appreciate y'all for downloading the podcast each and every week and continue to share it with your friends and even share it with new friends that are diving into sport. There's a lot of good content out there. Playoff content out there. So, definitely add a 3Y NASCAR podcast to your collection of podcasts. Alright, folks. Finally been teasing it for a while in the Xfinity series. Man, with this was a wreck fest from the word go. And it ended with teammates. And this is not the first time. This is not the first time that that we've seen teammates take each other out. Obviously, Bristol got to go back way back there. Justin Allgaier and Gregson there at Bristol. Tight, close quarters. We don't know what happened there. And this is there. Colleague racing. I said this last week. You know, you got to watch on the colleague cars. They're going to be fast. And, man, and from other words, they stuck up the show at Daytona last weekend. Allmendinger was nowhere around the front in the first part of the stage, but as the race went on, Allmendinger won stage 2, I believe, if I'm not mistaken there. But I got the page up right now. But obviously, Colleague Racing, these guys have, obviously, Matt Colleague, the owner of Colleague Racing, they're stacking up trophies. And what could have been a 1-2-3 finish turned out to be a 1-6-15 finish. And but the same winner, you got the same winner from Talladega, and that's Justin Haley. Justin Haley, this guy, we got to start taking this guy seriously. Obviously, he's been talks about possibly getting him in the Cup ride for next year. There's been a little bit of talks about that from some pieces that I've been reading recently or in the last couple weeks. His name's been popping up. In that, obviously, Spire Motorsports taking the charter from the 95 of Levine Family Racing, we've had on this podcast, Bob Levine. So, Justin Haley, yeah, he's become that guy. Ross Chastain, he was in position there. Real good position, trying to go for it. And, again, it's borderline. What is, what's not? He's going for AJ Allmendinger. He was biting his tongue. It's just colleague carnage, man. That's what it is, man. Opportunity missed. That 1-2-3, take care of your teammates. That was what AJ was talking about for the most part. He kept repeating that. Take care of your teammates. Take care of your teammates. Take care of your teammates. Well, Ross Chastain did not take care of him. He spun him out and hard hit into turn 3 and 4. Remnants of the Daytona 500. Well, actually, yeah. Remnants of the Daytona 500 a couple of years ago. Austin Dillon cleaning out Eric Almirola's clock. So we've seen this numerous times on a speedway track now where guys in second, whether teammate or not, once that win on a speedway track, is going to try to take you out. And it was tweeted to me that Omni did come down a little bit. There was that situation there. But yeah, Kyle, if you're an organization like that, I bet team meeting was weird. It was awkward. Awkward! I bet that was awkward this week. Early this week between those guys. But this is college carnage right there. Big opportunity missed by those guys. But Justin Haley picks up second straight speedway win. Super speedway win in 2020. And adds critical bonus points there for him. So he joins multiple guys in the Xfinity Series with multi-wins this year. I am going to go straight to this, get my screen to the standings here. But yeah, absolutely. Haley taking advantage of that, winning and for a second time. And this guy finished second last year at Talladega. That guy's Greg Gaulden. What a run. That 07 Chevrolet finished in the second spot. He was a factor all night long, especially late in the race there. Chase Briscoe third. Riley Herbst finished fourth. Harrison Burton, your top five. And this one, as I mentioned, Ross Chastain finished sixth there. Golden opportunity missed for them. Yeah, those guys are running 1-2-3 for most of the night once again there. And Chastain try to get a lot, try to get the apple pie and ended up missing it. Six, Michael Annette, Austin Sinek, who was also part of that wreck there, finished eighth. Josh Williams and Jesse Little finished in the 10th spot, rounding out the top 10 spots there for the Wawa 250 powered by Coca-Cola. Man, it was something, man, all night long. This race really didn't have rhythm. I mean, this we saw, especially this thing started out with the back cars having issues in the back of the field. This thing just had no rhythm. This was a long race for 100-lap race as much as it is, because the no-good cars having issues and whatnot, and then obviously, Allgaier had some issues there. And then Junior Motorsports have not gone through this yet. So you had Colleague Carnage there. And what would you call Junior Motorsports? The Junior Motorsports Jolly, if you will. That doesn't make any sense, but I'm going to say it anyway. But Noah Gregson, he is like Joey Logano in the Xfinity Series, trying to make something happen a lot. He did. And the plan with teammates working together can backfire sometimes. That what it did right there. Gregson was out. Allgaier tried to continue, which he was moving up. And it had tire issues. Hit the wall. Or either that or spun out. Yeah, he did hit the wall. Confirmed. Yeah, he did hit the wall there. And Michael Annette, as I mentioned, he was only Junior Motorsports car. And remember, Annette, we sometimes forget now, Annette, he won the opener last year at Daytona, so you know you got to get around there at that place right there. So, crazy stuff in the Xfinity Series, and, I mean, teammates, I mean, I get it, I do, I get it, and that's just one thing that you don't have to worry about when, I mean, you have friends that are running, and I'm going to put this in here, I'm going to do it, sorry. But, I mean, you have friends that run a marathon, right? Or half marathon, right? So, especially if it's a big race, this is the one I'm going to be running on Monday, on Labor Day Monday morning, right? So, this is what I get it, but I said I don't like it. But you're going out for a win. And I've said this multiple times on this podcast that, hey, man, the gloves goes off. And that's why, for me, with the Chastain situation, I was... First off, I was mad, and then same time, I said, you know, gloves come off a little bit. And in this situation here, I mean, he could have found another way to do it. He tried to loosen him up a little bit without the contact, maybe possibly. But yeah, just to run over your teammate. I mean, yeah, the teammate thing goes out. I mean, I don't know why it is. I mean, it's just a normal tradition that I've watched. This type of racing from back in the day. Obviously, DEI first made it, where obviously Michael Waltrip, Dale Jr. made famous for it. So now you have these guys, Xfinity guys, and we saw it a little bit in the Cup race last weekend about working together. So we saw a little bit, but not as much that we saw in the Cup race that we did in the Xfinity Series race. So a lot of that backfired. Dream More Sports almost took out all their cars out and pretty much a 1-2-3 for Carly Racing for possibly the second time this year was thrown in the garbage can. So, thanks there. And Almendinger, man, he was in position there. He was really biting his tongue there. You can really feel in his voice there. But you got to give kudos to him there for doing what he did there in the post-race interview there. Chastain, yeah, again, this is a guy now. Almendinger won. And if you would have told me he would have won an oval this year, I would have told you no. But he's obviously a road course specialist. He is a winner on in the Xfinity Series on an oval, not the road course. Justin Haley, 2 wins this year, both coming on super speedways. Whereas I put Ross Chastain, no wins. And we're itching closer to the playoffs. I believe they have 4 or 5 more races left until the playoffs begin. So you can probably sense it in Chastain's face right there. He couldn't believe it there.
Teammates,
and that goes out of the window, really. But really, in this situation here, yeah, you got to go for it. And Chastain wanted it and couldn't get it. So there's that as well. So Haley, virtue of his win, and if the playoffs were to start this weekend for those guys, Justin Haley would be the 4th seed in the Xfinity Series. Austin Cindric is still leading the regular season standings right now, so still a good size over Chase Briscoe, and a ways back to Ross Chastain, who's in 3rd right now. But yeah, absolutely. So Cindric, Briscoe, Gregson, I'm reading the playoff situation now. Justin Haley, the big winner this weekend. Jump Justin Allgaier in the top 5. Harrison Burton, Brandon Jones. What do these guys have in common now? They're multi-winners, except for Allgaier, actually. So check that. 6 of the 7 playoff drivers have multi-winners. Justin Allgaier will look to join that list before the playoffs begin. And next, for the Xfinity Series, obviously, the Sport Clips Haircuts. Now, this is why I don't get the Sport Clips Haircuts VFW 200 on, this is going to national TV, NBC, on Friday morning. Saturday morning, excuse me. So, yeah, you have Saturday morning race, then a Sunday afternoon race, followed by the main event, the playoffs, round 1 at Darlington, the Cookout Southern 500. So that's why I don't understand. Why don't you just switch it? Well, I understand NBC, their family, so whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, so interesting situation there. See what happens. And last time the Xfinity Series was at Darlington, the emotional victory for Chase Briscoe, knocking out Kyle Busch, beating him to the line there to score a huge win. And we all know that situation there. So, again, we need to keep the Briscoe fam in our prayers, along with those who've been affected by the recent hurricane down in Louisiana and Texas as well, moving forward. All right, folks, to wrap up the show here real quick, 3-wide moment of the race here as we reach the top of the hour here on the 3-wide NASCAR podcast. Man, 3-wide move of the race. It's hard to put it past it. William Byron gets the 3-wide move of the race. And I'm going to throw in Chad Knaus in there as well, as they put themselves, have a little bit of a pep in their step now for the playoff opener at Darlington on Sunday night. That's the 3-wide move of the week right there. That's clear as day. Who I'm going to put in the sucker hole? Unfortunately, my man, Tyler Reddick. Talked about it in the first half of this podcast tonight. I stay with my statement. I don't blame him for what he tried to do. But, man, it got a lot of drivers pissed off there. Kyle Busch, one of them, and Ryan Newman with the comment of the night there. With his comical, back to his comical self there. But, yeah, so, he had some guys hot underneath the collar there. But, man, it's what it is. You put yourself in a position there. You can taste it, but you miss it. It could be big trouble. And that's what happened to Tyler Reddick last Saturday night at Daytona. He misses the playoffs. Jimmy Johnson misses the playoffs. Byron walks it off. He's in. And Matty D is in, getting the final ticket to this round of 16 postseason in NASCAR. Man, it's going to be some exciting stuff this weekend. All 3 divisions. 3-wide. All 3 divisions in South Carolina this weekend. Can't wait to see what happens there. You follow me at Eddie_EG3 for the latest updates. Well, of course, I'll update here and there, but I'm mostly active on race days. You can find me there. And the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and more. The 3Wide EG3 Podcast is in playoff mode. Cannot wait for Darlington this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Shout out to Big D, co-producer of this podcast. We will get this up and out. Haven't been active when it comes to 3Wide Podcast, but I have a reminder up there, and it'll be up tomorrow at some point. So, yep, 3Wide Friday. Can't wait for that. So, that will be out tomorrow. Remember, if you have a chance, continue to download episodes. If you haven't missed out on some, please do that as well. So, but man, playoffs are here. Darlington, round one. Let's get this thing going. Big D, EG3, Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas, saying thank you for listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We will talk to you next time. Darlington, postseason 2020 playoffs is on.
Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.